This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India has kept the repo rate unchanged for the seventh time in a row, announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year. Beginning on the 1st of this month, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das this morning said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate remains at 6.75%. Mr. Das said the real GDP growth for the current financial year 2024-25 is projected at 7%, while CPI inflation at 4.5%. He said India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as on the 29th of last month. The Election Commission is holding a meeting with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states which had the lowest voter turnout in the last general elections. The meeting is being held in New Delhi. It is being chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The meeting will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. It will prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. The scrutiny of nominations is taking place today for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature in the states and union territories going to polls in this phase, including Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum in various parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Rajasthan's Churu today in support of party candidate Devendra Jajaria. The Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, has introduced changes in the assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions, or any other type in class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40% to 50%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question papers for the year-end examination for classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. The University Grants Commission has instructed all higher educational institutions to create awareness among the students about the availability of toll-free mental health helpline. The Commission, in a circular to all the vice-chancellors of universities and the principals of all colleges, noted that Health Ministry's helpline has performed commendably well since its launch. It said the Telemental Health Assurance and Networking helpline, which is free of cost and available 24/7, further needs to be popularized among the masses. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the reopening of Erez Crossing to allow the flow of more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Erez Crossing, also known as Beit Hanun, is a border crossing between Israel and the northern Gaza Strip. It is being reopened for the first time since the terror attack by Palestinian group Hamas on the 7th of October last year. Israel's move comes hours after U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a conversation on the 4th as they discuss the situation in Gaza. The IMD has predicted heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for the next 2 days. Heat wave conditions are likely to persist over North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Telangana. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings in Hyderabad today at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.